just two halachot we learned yesterday in the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Ve'era, regarding the laws of Kiryat Shema. You notice in the Sidurim, the Ayin of Shema, in Shema Yisrael, and the Dalid of Ehad, at the end of the Pasuk, are written in big otiyot, in big letters, they're written boldly. So the Ben Ish Chai says that when you say the Kiryat Shema, in your mind, you have to picture the big Ayin and the big Dalid, which actually spells the word Ed. I mean, it's not enough just to say the Kiryat Shema, you should try to visualize the letters in your mind, those two letters being bigger than the others. The second halakha that we learned is in halakha Yud Aleph, that when you say the Shema Yisrael, you should pause after the Pasuk of Shema before you say Baruch Shem Kevod Malkoto Le'olam Ba'ed. There should be a little pause, and there should be another pause between Baruch Shem Kevod and the Ahavta. Also, we said that when one says the word Malchuto, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto, that one should lower his head, and there is a sod. There is obviously secrets of the Kabbalah why one should lower the head at the time that he says Malchuto. We take the Ben Ish Chai's word that there is an inyan to do that. So again, says Hafsaka, Shem Elokim Shem Echad, pause, say the Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. Pause and then say the Ahavta.